Hello there. You must be Alex's friend. Come on in. Can I get you anything? Something to eat or maybe something to drink? If you insist. Come on. Sit down. Make yourself comfortable. Alex isn't here right now. They went out to get me a couple of groceries real quick, but I think they should be back fairly soon. In the meantime, I can keep you company. What's your name? It's so lovely to meet you. My name is Kendra. I'm Alex's mom, if you didn't guess already. But don't you worry, dear. I've heard all about you. Mostly good things, don't fret. Oh, aren't you cute? You seem nervous. You're avoiding looking at me, keeping your gaze on the floor. May I ask why? My lack of clothes? Does my nudity make you uncomfortable? Probably because I'm an older woman, right? It's okay. I understand. I know not everyone is as comfortable with bodies changing and getting older as me. It's okay, really. But you don't have any reason to feel awkward. I'm not mad with you or anything for thinking like this. One of the first things people notice about me is that I'm a nudist. I'll only be upset if you keep refusing to look at me. I don't have any problem with anyone seeing me naked. Why should you have a problem with seeing me naked? Is it because I'm your best friend's mom? Well, that's even more of a reason to look. Go on. Look up at me. There you go. Go ahead. You can stare. I don't mind. Something tells me this was the last thing you were expecting when coming over here, huh? I hope it's not going to turn you off from visiting. It's always nice to have company around and meet new faces. Alex doesn't bring friends over too much, so it's always nice to meet one of you face to face. And what a cute face it is! Ooh, I just realized what I said. I hope that wasn't too much for me to say. If only I was younger, right? You would have been exactly my type. I would have pursued you like a tiger pursuing a bird. I shouldn't assume anything. Really, that's just bad on my part. With your looks, I'm sure you've got someone to call your own, right? You're single? Really? Someone as cute as you is single? I'm just a little shocked, that's all. You seem like such a catch from the stories I hear. And now, getting to see you in person, I would think that someone would have come and snatched you right up. I guess that means I do have a chance then. I'm teasing. No reason why someone as young as you would go for someone older like me. You have an entire pond of fish to choose from at your age. I'm sure you would prefer someone your own age anyway. Wouldn't you? Well, aren't you a flatterer? Do you have a thing for older women? So it wasn't out of nerves that you were looking away, was it? I think I'm starting to understand, dear. Your little flustering display wasn't because you were nervous or trying to be polite. You were trying to keep your reactions controlled. Didn't want me to know that you thought I was hot, did you? The cat's out of the bag now, dear. Oh, weren't you the cutest when you're embarrassed? You know, You're not as slick as you think you are. If you wanted me, all you had to do was say so. You're so sweet, honey. Why don't you get a little more comfortable? Wouldn't you prefer to be naked with me? Yeah, that's better already. I've always found clothes to be so constricting. They always get in the way of what I really want. And what I want the most right now is you. Leaning into my touch, practically purring as I caress your cheek. When was the last time someone took care of you, honey? Oh no, that's way too long, dear. It's okay. It's all okay now because Mommy's here. Mommy's going to make you feel good. Do you know how to be good for someone like Mommy? Well, you do as you're told. If I tell you to kneel, you'll kneel. If I tell you to bark, then you'll bark. Can you handle being obedient, dear? Then, I want to test it out for myself. You want to please me, don't you? You want to make Mommy proud of you, right, hon? Then lay back, dear. I know exactly how you can make me happy. Look at you, already on your best behavior for me. I'm going to sit on your face, and if you happen to make me feel good, I'll get you off. But if I have to guide you, then I'm going to stop touching you and focus more on myself. Consider it your motivation for making me come. I don't plan on getting off your face until you're coated in my slick and absolutely dripping in Mommy's pussy juices. You don't have a problem with that, do you? I didn't think you would. You're so agreeable when it comes to Mommy, aren't you? That bodes very well for you. Now be good while I get in position, swinging one of my legs over your head, hovering just above your face. You can see my soaking cunt, can't you? Glistening in the lights, it makes your mouth go dry. When I lower myself, I'm not going to hover. I'm going to sit, and you're going to start right away. Understand? Let's see if you can make Mommy come, dear. Start off slow, hon. We aren't in a rush. I know you're excited. Feeling my soft thighs cover your ears as your tongue darts out to lick up my labia's lips. Oh, yes. Take your time, hon. No reason to rush through this. Let Mommy enjoy her ride on your cute face, honey. Using your tongue to lick around my clit. Warming me up, making sure to swallow the slick that escapes from my dripping cunt. Yeah, that's it. Don't let any of it go to waste. What doesn't end up in your stomach is going to be all over your face, dear. Mommy Slick is special. I make it just for you, honey. So go ahead and lick it up. Yeah, that's it. You're doing very well, I think. I think I can reward you for this behavior. Leaning over and starting to play with you. Oh, that's it. That's it, honey. Don't lose your focus. Your attention should still be on my pussy. Oh, if this is going to be too distracting, I can always stop. Do you want me to stop touching you, dear? Then the focus should be on getting mommy off. Your pleasure comes second to mommy's. Your main goal is to make me happy and to make me come, isn't it? That's what I thought. Look at you doing such a good job. Circling my clit as you flick it back and forth. Yes. My hips start to grind against your face, helping your tongue out, making your work so much easier. That feels good, honey. Yes, it does. Keep it up. Continue to taste me. Oh, yeah. You start to let out these adorable little moans, whether it's from how good mommy tastes or how amazing mommy's hand is working you. You're not sure. All you know is that you need to redirect your focus to my cunt, that you can't get distracted by things like how good you're feeling. It's not about you, hon. I'm playing with you because it's fun for me, listening to your muffled moans as you continue to work my clit. Ooh, sucking it between your lips. That's good. It's really nice, honey. Yeah. Letting go and going back to licking stripes up my outer lips. You're doing so good, dear. You're a natural at this. You love how it feels to have mommy completely sat on you like you're some kind of chair, don't you? Oh, didn't realize how much you would like it, dear. You're doing such a good job. You're making me feel wonderful. Keep it up, honey. Keep making me feel good, and I'll continue stroking you. Oh, yeah. My hand is playing between your thighs as your tongue flicks against me. Oh, my hips continue to grind against your face, getting more pleasure in this way. Feel so good. You're doing such a good job for mommy. Keep it up. Make me come like this. That's your only job. I know you know how to do it. Oh, that's right. Focus on mommy's pleasure. Your orgasm is second to mine, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, you've always come second to mommy, dear. That's where you belong and you love it. You've never been happier than you are in this moment, are you? Oh, pussy juices coating your face, dripping down your chin as you try to swallow whatever you can. Your tongue never stops moving, continuing to wring more moans from me. Oh, that's it. Fuck. Mommy's so proud of you, honey. You're doing amazing, eating me out, making me get closer with every lick against me. My thighs squeeze around your head as you start to work even harder. Tongue dipping inside my gut. Tongue fucking my pussy. Oh yeah, that's fucking right. Just like that. Oh, fucking that tongue of yours harder. My hips keep moving, grinding my clit against your face as your tongue works my hole. Oh, fuck. Can't think that well with your tongue inside me. It seems to make me short circuit or something, dear. You're doing that good of a job, making me so proud. I'm so impressed with you, honey, following all your instructions to a T. I think you should focus on my clit some more. That's how I want to come, hon. Focus your energy there. That's more important. Yeah, that's better. Winding your tongue around my clits. My hands keep moving against you, never stopping. Watching your own hips starting to buck as you try to focus your intention on mommy. This is exactly how it should be, honey. Mommy comes first. Mommy's pleasure is the most important, isn't it? Oh, yes, it is, dear. And so lovely that you know your place beneath me. You don't even need to be reminded, do you? Oh, it's so cute when someone knows their place. No more pressure to be something you're not. You can just lap at my pussy and make me come over and over again. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Your own pleasure continues to grow as you feel your orgasm approaching. But that's not as important, is it? What you really want is for mommy to come all over your face, my thighs squeezing tightly around your head. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. You're doing so good. Mommy's getting closer the more you use that tongue of yours, sucking on my clit. Oh, that's it. Yeah, you're doing so good, honey. You're so eager to make mommy come, aren't you? Oh, how sweet you are. You can't help that you're getting closer with every stroke. The taste of my cum on your tongue, it only makes you enjoy everything more, bringing you closer to the edge with me. Oh, you can feel your own orgasm getting closer the more pleasure you feel. Oh, fuck. Right like that, dear. That's so fucking good, yeah. Mommy's getting so close. No, keep it up. You want to be the one that's responsible for my orgasm, don't you? You want to make mommy proud of you, right, hon? Oh, yeah. Oh, how wonderful you are for me. So eager to please, dear. Oh, fuck. Oh, honey, I think mommy's going to come. Do you want to come with me? Huh? Do you think you can do it? Oh, I think you can. Oh, yeah, fuck. Make mommy proud, dear. You can do it. Come with me. Oh, yeah, come with mommy. You can do it. Just let go and come with mommy. What a good job you did, coming exactly when mommy did. You did amazing. Now let me get off your face and let you breathe some air again. How are you feeling, dear? Are you feeling good? Are you happy that you got to be the one to make mommy come? You've got quite the mess on your face. I think I like it. You look good covered in my juices, dear. You had a lot of fun, didn't you? Even got to come for doing such a good job. And you know, I wouldn't mind if you started to visit more often. I think it's a mother's job to know her kids' friends, don't you? Then it's settled. You'll start visiting me, say, once a week, so that I can get to know you better. How does that sound? You don't know how happy that makes me to hear. I wonder when Alex is. Speak of the devil. Just a second, sweetheart. That must be Alex back with the groceries. You go wash up in the bathroom. I'm not sure either one of us would have a good enough explanation for why you look like that, and I don't think you want to explain to your best friend that you just had sex with their mom. Now hurry up. I'm sure Alex is getting impatient waiting by the door.